Welcome to our call this evening. I'm Kathy Mellish from Denver, North Carolina, teaming up with Dr. Matt Brown from Boone, North Carolina, to bring you these educational and inspirational calls. We would like to welcome everyone to the call this evening, and we are really excited to hear Dr. Brown talk about why some people seem to struggle with the recurrent colds and infections and allergies and just get sick all the time, and other people just never, ever seem to get sick. So first of all, I'd like to share a little bit about Dr. Brown. He's a husband, a father of four, and a doctor, and he strives to get as many fruits and vegetables in his body on a daily basis as possible. For almost 8 years now, he has been adding Juice Plus to his daily diet and has seen amazing health results, including a much faster recovery as an athlete, faster healing of various injuries as a mountain biker, improved digestion, and a much stronger immune system. Dr. Brown, all yours.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks for that introduction. Interesting that, you know, everybody knows people in their spheres of influence that actually, for one reason or another, they actually don't seem to get sick. And I've had a number of smokers in my clinical practice over the years, one in particular that was, I think, a two-pack-a-day smoker. And indeed, he did not seem to get much in the way of colds. And the interesting thing is there is probably an antiviral effect and toxicity to cigarette smoke. So, in fact, that's not a reason for anybody to start smoking. And it really isn't a reason to be proud, because when the toxins that line your respiratory tract kill viruses, you can only imagine that they kill other things as well, namely those epithelial cells, those respiratory tract cells that line the whole tree of the respiratory tract. And in the process of damaging those cells, they kill the little cells that have hair-like extensions called cilia that help beat the toxins of what we breathe in out. So finally, the person who says, huh, I never get sick, finally gets devastatingly sick with a fulminant pneumonia or a life-threatening illness or, the saddest of all, lung cancer. So I would just say that, you know, there's that population of people. And then there's a population of people that seems to do as best they can, but they have allergies, and they have asthma, and they have all kinds of problems with their respiratory tract. And those people are very commonly going to get more than their share of colds and upper respiratory tract infections, because they overproduce mucus, and their immune system is hyperreactive. And so their mucus is going to trap plenty of viruses. Unfortunately, way too many viruses, and those viruses are going to set off respiratory tract infections. And so there are the two extremes: the one who seemingly wants to be healthy, seems to always be getting sick; the one who is the smoker, who's probably the tobacco, the tar, and the nicotine and the toxins in cigarette smoke may actually be directly antiviral. Then you've got the majority of the population that gets an occasional cold or infection. They get that seasonal cold. They get the summertime cold. They get the wintertime cold. And I think that's most people. And then you have this other group of people that seemed to have licked it. They just don't get sick anymore. They just seem to be able to beat whatever is around. Or if they do get it, they don't seem to stay sick for very long. They recover very quickly. They have good energy. And the bottom line is they've harnessed the power of their immune system. Their immune system is more or less balanced. And so what we really, really want, especially when it comes to our respiratory tract immune system, what's called the mucosal immune system, is we want balance. We don't want a hyperreactive immune system, because that's going to lead to the allergy and asthma problems. We don't want an immune system that's falling asleep at the wheel and damaged by toxins of cigarette smoke. want an immune system that is appropriately vigilant and handles invaders without necessarily us even knowing it. And the foundation of that is, believe it or not, is gut health. Gut health underlies all proper immune function. So every part of our immune system relies on a healthy gut. And that even means the part of the immune system that's trafficking in our bloodstream. Because it all starts with exposures that we're getting from our mucosal surface, from the respiratory tract. And what comes in the respiratory tract ends up getting swallowed into our gut. So the immune system that lines our gut is that group of sentries that are standing guard. And that group of sentries, that group of cells, come in two forms, B lymphocytes and T lymphocytes, and those are our principal infection-fighting cells, and the T lymphocytes are particularly those that fight off viruses. Now, there's some exceptions and B lymphocytes get involved, but if you want to just keep it simple, you can remember that T lymphocytes, T as in tango, lymphocytes, are the things that are most commonly called upon to fight viruses. Now, the B lymphocytes get activated by the B as in Bravo lymphocytes get activated, and they make groups of antibodies. And those antibodies are in different forms, and the antibodies that line our respiratory tract in our gut are known as principally the immunoglobulin A. It's the antibody type that is most commonly found lining the respiratory tract and the intestinal tract, immunoglobulin A. And to be more specific, it's called secretory IgA. And so the secretory IgA is put there as a barrier to things that the body has already seen. And so not uncommonly, we'll have exposure to something that at one point, and if the exposure triggers a specific enough immune response, we'll get antibodies to that particular virus, and that will allow us to have immunity if we see that virus or something very similar, a very specific, what was called serotype of that virus. If it's similar enough, that antibody will bind it and it'll get killed. So there's a beautiful system in place. The key to balancing the immune system, believe it or not, and this is something that I've spoken on many times, and I'm going to bring you back to this because it's essential, is the bacterial population that is both in our respiratory tract, but principally in our gut. So it is the intestinal microbiome, that group of bacteria that live in our intestinal tract, that are in constant conversation with our immune system. So what we have to ask ourselves is, what influences that bacterial population? What is it that impacts that, that changes it, that alters it, that gets it out of balance? Well, if you just think for a minute, what are things in our environment that are antibacterial, or what's the technical term is antimicrobial? Well, I can't think of anything more toxic than the chlorine in our water supply. So if you're someone who's a routinely drinks tap water with chlorine in it, you have the potential to damage and to alter your good bacteria. And if you wipe out enough of them over time, you lose your digestive capacity, and you absolutely compromise your immune system. And if you pay attention to these probiotic commercials for various now over-the-counter probiotics, they'll even say, this supports your immune system. And indeed, they're right. It supports healthy digestion. It supports immunity. The reestablishment of a healthy immune system is dependent on a healthy array of the bacteria. Interesting research has shown that one meal will alter the population of your bacterial content in your gut within 2 hours. So supposing that we are regularly eating highly processed foods full of sugar, full of chemicals that are foreign to these innocent little critters that have been around forever. You know, however long we've been on planet Earth, we've had this balance going on with our good bacteria. And anything that upsets it has the potential to upset our balance, our ecosystem, our rainforest, our coral reef. And so that's kind of how you have to just think. I'm not just me. I'm 90% not me. I'm 90% bacteria. And if that bacterial population is in balance, it will then balance my immune system. If it's out of balance, I can count on my immune system being underperforming or overreactive. And more commonly, with the loss of the good bacteria, the immune system becomes hypervigilant and overreactive. And you get allergies, and you get asthma, and you get digestive irritation. And the body begins to react to proteins and to invaders in a way that's not appropriate. It becomes hyperreactive. And the problem is this becomes a vicious cycle. When a person loses their good bacteria, over time, they become allergic to one thing or two things, and then suddenly they find themselves allergic to four things and five things and then 10 things, and suddenly, over a year or two's time, they're allergic to about everything they're putting in their mouth, and they're desperate, and they don't feel good, and this becomes worse and worse, and then suddenly they're suffering from autoimmune disorders. And I know my mentor in nutrition, Dr. Pam Popper, made a statement that I think is absolutely true. She said she's never, in her working with clients, ever seen anyone come to her with an autoimmune disorder that did not have a preceding gut problem. And I haven't either. Now that I'm paying attention to it, it is absolutely, it's 100%. And there's a reason, because the gut is home to all your healthy bacteria. Those healthy bacteria are balancing your immune system. When they go away, the immune system says, "Where are our friends?" They become hypervigilant. They start making overreacting to proteins in our food supply. They start overreacting to what might be considered innocent bystander bacteria or viruses, because not all viruses are recognized as harmful invaders. And we end up with autoimmune conditions and allergies. So the bottom line is, what we have to do to support a healthy immune system is we have to have the foundation of a healthy diet. And if we have lost those good bacteria, we need to reestablish them. So, you know, there's some folks out there that have made changes in their diet only to find themselves feeling worse because they were trying to bring back those good bacteria through a good diet, through lifestyle change, but the good bacteria are gone. And once they're gone, they have to be replenished. And good quality, high quality probiotics are one way, and probably the best, most easily available way, means to reestablish a population of bacteria that then can be fed, literally fed, the right things. And so by that I mean a diet that is full of color and variety, and that's from plants. And plants have the things that the bacteria need to proliferate, to maintain the right pH in the gut, to maintain the right mineral content. That's principally plant-based nutrients that these bacteria live on. And so that's phytonutrients from fruits and vegetables, and that's fiber. And that combination is going to fuel a powerful population of bacteria. So the problem and the dilemma is that we're just not getting enough. And even if we do get enough, oftentimes we've hamstrung ourselves with procedures, with antibiotics, with things like colonoscopy. And if we do that, then what happens is, again, though we have tried to do the right thing, we've lost them. And then again, you have to replenish them. And once you've replenished that population of bacteria, then you can come behind and feed them properly. The dilemma, of course, in our day and age is we don't feed ourselves enough of the right kinds of foods to maintain the healthiest population of bacteria. So what do we do? What is the dilemma? Well, the dilemma is, how is there anything in the marketplace that offers an array of phytonutrients that allows the protection and the establishment of, and the healthy array of bacteria that we need. And I think based on the research that's been done for Juice Plus, I am absolutely convinced that Juice Plus supports a healthy gastrointestinal tract. The early reports on Juice Plus, the first reports were, wow, my bowel habits are so much better. For everyone who has celebrated improvements in their digestion, loss of improvements, resolution of reflux, my reflux is gone. I don't seem to have gas and bloating anymore. I don't seem to, my bowels are moving regularly. You need to celebrate the fact that you have replenished your good bacteria, because good bacteria improve digestive efficiency. They allow for gastric emptying to occur. Gastric emptying cannot occur if you don't have the right kind of bacterial balance downstream. The gut just says, hold the stomach, we're not ready, we can't digest downstream. And so there's signals. And so when digestive efficiency improves, the stomach empties, that wonderful, fabulous factory of bacteria, trillions and trillions of bacteria that weigh 2 or 3 pounds in the gut, that bacterial population makes stool. That bacterial population is responsible for all kinds of fabulous things, but fundamental is the interchange between those bacteria and the immune system, and strengthening and fortifying the immune system, and making sure that it's not overreactive, making sure that it's responding appropriately. So if you've got a strong, powerful immune system, it is because you have supported your good bacteria. So a lot of people have taken advantage of the principle behind Juice Plus. Millions of people have started taking Juice Plus since it came in the marketplace back in 1993. And as I have spoken around the country, it is absolutely one of the most common things that I hear from people is, hey, it's funny, I just don't get sick anymore. And you have to ask yourself, why could fruit and vegetable concentrates impact the immune system like this? And I think for some years I was wondering that myself. Is it literally the phytonutrients that are altering immunity? I think that my conviction is that those phytonutrients service and support this incredible array of bacteria in the intestinal tract that are key to our health. They're key to every aspect of our health. And the research supporting that is ever more convincing. I heard Dr. Susan Percival present her data for the University of Florida study in healthy law students, in which she found increases in gamma-delta T cells, in which she found lowering of inflammatory cytokines. Those are inflammatory substances, mediators that chemical messengers that are produced by the immune system that produce inflammation. Those went down. One went down called gamma interferon. Another one that has very commonly gone down in clinical trials looking at the immune system is tumor necrosis factor alpha, TNF-alpha. And so these are mediators of inflammation. They're bad actors. Other studies have shown reduction in mediators that end up leading to an increased risk of cancer. And that was the University of South Carolina study that showed 3 different inflammatory mediators. Those come from the immune system. They went down. Why? Because there was a balance to the immune system that is brought. When you rebalance your gut flora, you rebalance that conversation between your gut flora and your immunity. And this is a profound relationship. It is vital, and it is totally dependent on diet. And this is where I think Juice Plus is serving a phenomenal role to rebalance the good bacteria. And so you'll see, and the progression is, you'll see improvements in digestion, and that will consistently be followed by, whoa, I didn't get sick this winter. I don't seem to have the kinds of allergies and asthma I've been dealing with all my life. And I've seen this over and over again. I just got back from Detroit and audiences in 4 different talks. This was a common report. It's been my experience. And I have to say that the 4 studies showing a clinical response to viral infections. That is specifically the length and severity of colds is decreased with Juice Plus. That was shown in a healthcare professional study at the University of the Charité University Hospital in Berlin, Germany, largest teaching hospital in Europe. Involved healthcare professionals that were exposed in the cold season to viruses, and the report was consistent with what Dr. Susan Percival had found among the Healthy Law Student study at the University of Florida years earlier. That was also consistent with the data among the COBRA force that was seen by Manfred Lamprecht at the University of Graz, Austria. So there are three different cohorts of people, three different researchers, all finding the same thing. When you look at the immune system, it is enhanced and it is balanced by changing the microflora, that huge array of intestinal bacteria. And if you change them, if you enhance them, if you support them, you directly impact the immune system. And, you know, when Dr. Percival presented her data a number of years ago, I mean, I asked her after the meeting, I said, Dr. Percival, I think that the way these changes that you saw in the immune system, increases in gamma delta T cells, lowering of TNF-alpha, lowering of gamma interferon, lowering of a number of other markers of inflammation, I think this is mediated through this change in the intestinal microbiome. And she said, absolutely. She totally agreed with that idea. And so, again, what we're doing by ingesting on a consistent basis the concentrated nutrition of 25 different fruits and vegetables is we're bringing to bear such an array of phytonutrients that the microbiome really likes to see. I mean, we don't see that kind of color and variety. We need that kind of color and variety. But when we begin to introduce that into our bodies every single day, then we have a marked improvement in supporting a much higher chance of supporting the kinds of intestinal bacteria that are essential to health and longevity. I mean, you know, I've said this, and I'd say it again, it's kind of gross, but the healthiest stool on the planet is seen among the population of people in Burkina Faso. Why? I mean, why would this group of people have, such a difference when analyzed? The stool is so different, it has such a different array of bacteria. Well, it's the kind of bacteria that are associated with people who need a very high fiber, raw, mostly plant diet. And they don't have chemicals in their diet. They don't have they don't use a lot of pesticides. They don't have antibiotics in their food supply. And so what we have to account for is, yeah, we might think we're eating enough fruits and vegetables, but even if we're getting them, we're often getting contamination with them. And the beauty of Juice Plus is, way better than organic. It is so meticulously tested for every possible thing that is not a part of a plant through high-pressure liquid chromatography, through HPLC. It looks at every molecule. I mean, literally, it separates every single molecule in a plant out. And pesticides and contaminants show up on a gas chromatograph in a certain region, so you can see everything that might show up as a pesticide. You can see everything that shows up as a fungus. You can see everything that shows up as a bacteria, a virus. Any contaminant's going to be in a certain region of the chromatograph readout. And then you can say, if it isn't there, you can be 1,000% sure that is a clean product. It is pure, real pure. And that's the testing that's done with Juice Plus. You can't say that about fruits and vegetables that are picked in your own garden. You know, I mean, unfortunately, they're air contaminants. Now, that's a whole lot better way to assure your healthy food supply than going to the store. Especially, you know, I was at two different places today, and my gosh, the produce was coming from Chile and, you know, from Argentina and Brazil and South Africa. And, you know, it's not to say that they can't do things right, but the further away it's coming from, the less control we have of our food supply, the more likely we are to have contaminant along the supply chain. I think that's where Juice Plus just offers protection that we need and want, even in the setting of the person who's saying, I am eating so many. You know, this is where I challenge anyone who says, I'm eating so many, I'm challenging you to look at your food supply. And I have, you know, just one quick story of a person who discussed the results of her husband's hands healing from a cancerous lesions, and she actually had been on Juice Plus in the remote past, had stopped it because she was an organic farmer who didn't let anything come into her kitchen that was not organic and homegrown. And yet, her husband still developed these very, very worrisome skin lesions, and her thought was, well, you need to go back on Juice Plus. We took it, you know, years ago. Let's try that. And within a month, her husband's lesions were gone. And I think the message there is that it's the sum total and it's the array of phytonutrients that Juice Plus offers that allows tissues to heal so much more dramatic. In such a dramatic fashion. And this is why the studies have an effect. Many of them, you start to see a change within 1 to 2 weeks. And so it's not impossible to notice a change in immunity, in tissue healing, in skin healing within a short period of time. It depends on how phytonutrient deficient you were. It depends on what organ is being affected. It depends on other factors. Now, let me just say that everyone who's looking to fight viruses over this ensuing cold season, if you're chronically dehydrated, almost forget anything that you're putting into your mouth and it's a possible protective effect, because dehydration is going to compromise your immune system, compromise your gut flora, and it unfortunately is going to prevent the phytonutrients that are found in whole foods and Juice Plus from getting to the cellular level. So I would say that key and fundamental to a powerful immune system is hydration. And again, my general guideline is half your weight in ounces of water per day, but the one thing that it must not contain is chlorine. And so you've got to filter the chlorine out, or you're literally taking out those bacteria that are fundamental and essential to supporting and maintaining a healthy immune system. So I think this is where Juice Plus is, in my mind, a fascinating way to change your microflora to support a healthy immune system. The research there that it does do that. But I think the fact that we get so many reports about digestion and improvements in immunity speaks to that link between, and in my mind, it just makes total sense. The research is now saying that the healthier your gut flora is, the more powerful your immunity is. This just all fits together so beautifully. And that's where Juice Plus is simply a powerful way to get a dense number of phytonutrients in your body consistently that we otherwise just don't get. I mean, we aspire to get it, but we don't. I mean, as much as people talk about it, they don't. And this is where I would just say, you know, make the investment, the simple investment of a couple of bucks a day, less than the cost of a cup of Starbucks coffee, to support your immune system. Try it out. Check it out. And what's even a better advice is, you don't just check it out. Get it for your kids. And, you know, the company offers the children's health study so that a child between the ages of 4 and college can get Juice Plus for up to 4 years for free. I mean, this is just, you know, ridiculous. Why wouldn't you accept that challenge? For those on the call or those that might listen to the recorded call, I just say, look, for the person I ran into it at Earth Fair today, I hope that they'll be able to hear this call and be able to consider the fact that there may be holes in that child's immune system that they could shore up, and in so doing, greatly reduce the length and severity of viral infections, perhaps even prevent them. And that's kind of what I've seen. And over and over for me personally, for my kids, and in my practice. And what's interesting, one final note, what's very interesting is that I have had patients over the last 8 years come into my practice, and on occasion I'll ask them, are you feeling bad? And they'll say, no, I feel fine. And I will have lab work in front of me that clearly shows a viral infection brewing. Because when you look at the complete blood count, typically a virus causes the white blood cell count to go down. And it also produces an unusual kind of predominance of certain cell types. The ones that fight viruses are called lymphocytes. Well, if you have a lymphocyte predominance and a lower than normal white blood cell count, that can be an indication you're fighting off a virus. And if you have other markers of inflammation elevated at the same time, that really supports that possibility. And so I've seen this on a number of occasions. And I've said, you know what, I think you were fighting something off. Isn't it nice that you're not suffering through it? You've stayed at work. And this is the finding of the Children's Cell Study, that over time, children and adults who take Juice Plus have fewer days of school missed and fewer days of work missed, and they have fewer doctor's visits. And this all relates to the power of Juice Plus to support a healthy immune system. I don't know how much more simple we can get it than that. And I don't know about you, but in terms of the way, the method of supporting immune system, harnessing the power of nature through whole food nutrition is essential. Adding to that the safety belt that has been proven to support the immune system, which is Juice Plus, I'd say it just makes total sense. And for that reason, I say use that as the principal foundation to supporting your immune system. If, on the other hand, you have, if there's some of you on the call or some that will listen to this call who struggle with digestive issues and immune issues, and you started Juice Plus, one thing to consider is, did you have a procedure that wiped out your good bacteria? Did you have a colonoscopy? Did you take multiple courses of antibiotics? Did you have to have a surgical procedure with general anesthesia that can wipe out your good bacteria? So there are numbers of things that can wipe out good bacteria. For those taking steroids, that can affect your digestion through wiping out your good bacteria. And again, if that's the case, then you have to replenish them. Anyone who's interested in getting more information about the subject of the microbiome, about good quality probiotics, go to my website, drmattbrown.org. So it's www.drmattbrown.org. There's information there about the intestinal microbiome. Dr. Mike Smith and I did a video on the subject of how important the gut is. On that same website is the probiotic line of probiotics that both Dr. Smith and I use and recommend, called Human Microflora. You will find a PDF file there under resources that explains the probiotics that I recommend, and actually, for the amount, for the potency, they're way cheaper than anything else in the marketplace. So, for those that need that, the information's there. And I know that, you know, it might have seemed like there was an inordinate amount of time spent just building up to what supports the immune system, but if you don't understand that relationship between the bacteria and immunity, then it doesn't make sense. And so I appreciate y'all just being patient with the length of time I had to spend to explain that, but maybe that helps it come home a little bit for most people.
Well, it sounded great, and thanks again.
All right. Y'all have a great evening.